In making the immigration policy anew today, the government has been making it also clear that many of the asylum seekers making their way here to Australia are from Iran. To stop them in their tracks, Indonesia has agreed to cease the practice of giving visas on arrival to Iranians. The Foreign Minister, Bob Carr, has suggested that many are economic migrants, but that is not what Iranians who fled the country argue. Connie Aegis reports.
Iran is a dangerous place to be different. People are persecuted for political views, their race, gender, sexuality and religion. One man who knows is Ali Akbar Mousavi, a former member of the Iranian parliament. He left the country in 2009 and has settled in the US.
I was in prison and I've been tortured 2 times. And then I left the country because the situation in the country and security situation for me and my family was not very good.
Some say Mr. Mousavi's case is unique because he's a politician, but he believes ordinary Iranians are just as easily pursued by authorities. Australian government figures support that. So far this year, 5,541 people have arrived in Australia. That's up from 2,749 in 2012.
Lots of people since 2009, especially after the presidential election and crackdown of the government increased. The freedom of expression is very bad in the country, and since 2004 especially until now. Actually, most of the people who left the country, they left because of that limitation.
But political persecution is just one reason authorities pursue people in Iran. There are many others. Graham McGregor is Amnesty International's refugee spokesperson.
Human rights abuses are still very widespread and are still carried out against both individuals and social groups. The authorities still in Iran still continue to discriminate really pretty harshly against non-Shia minorities, including other Muslim communities. The Kurds and a number of other ethnic minorities are all discriminated, again, in a similar way to women, both in law, so they don't have the same legal rights as the rest of the population, but they're also discriminated against on a day-to-day basis in terms of access to employment or education.
That seems to be the view of the Immigration Department. It says asylum seekers from Iran claim persecution on the grounds of their political opinion, race or religion. Foreign Minister Bob Carr took a different line when he said most arrivals were economic migrants. For Iranians, that too is a factor. Inflation is more than 30%. The unemployment rate has sat above 10% since 1997. Ali Akbar Mousavi says these issues are also a reason why people leave.
After 8 years of governing the country by Ahmadinejad, the economy is very bad and inflation and unemployment, it increased.
But if political persecution and the economy aren't enough, some say international sanctions in response to the country's nuclear program are also playing a role. Western countries, including Australia, have been slapping Iran with new sanctions every year since 2006. Reza Marashi from the National Iranian American Council says the effect of these sanctions can't be underestimated.
You're hearing an increasing number of stories of medical supply shortages inside of Iran. You see the prices of food increasing. You see the prices of automobiles, you name it, typical day-to-day items that many of us in the West take for granted, all becoming far more difficult for Iranians to afford and access. The sanctions that have been put in place by the United States and other Western countries, Australia included increasingly, are the primary reason why life has become so much more difficult than it used to be even 1 or 2 years ago inside of Iran.
These are all factors that paint a dire situation for Iranians. Until they change, it's hard to see what would stop them wanting to leave.
Connie Aegis.